from KQED.
Stargazers and astronomy buffs in Sonoma County have a well-kept secret, the Robert Ferguson Observatory, nestled inside Sugarloaf Ridge State Park in Kenwood. The observatory is a volunteer-run nonprofit that opens its telescopes at least once a month for public star parties. Reporter Sarah Bernard brings us this postcard.
Okay, you're going to hold on right there. You're going to look right through there.
It's a chilly night at the observatory, and several hundred people are lining up to look at the moon, stars, and distant galaxies.
Can you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Oh, my gosh.
The building is small. It looks and feels like a portable classroom, with thin walls and creaky floorboards. But there are some powerful telescopes here that can see some very distant objects. And the volunteer docents, like Steve Smith, know a lot about those objects.
With this telescope, we look at globular clusters, which are big spheres of stars orbiting the center of the Milky Way.
The observatory isn't part of a well-funded science center or university. It's a nonprofit, and it's run entirely by volunteers, 140 of them.
We're pretty much all amateurs.
George Lawyer is one of the observatory's founders. Lawyer says, like the observatory's namesake, Robert Ferguson,
we all just do this because we love to do it. And we try to infect other people with that love.
Oh, wow. Huh? Thank you.
You bet.
Robert Ferguson started something called the Striking Sparks Program almost 30 years ago. It's a branch of the Sonoma County Astronomical Society, and it gives away telescopes to local kids. Ferguson helped launch the construction of the observatory, which was built by volunteers, too, and completed in 2003.
How many craters are there on the moon, period? Nobody has an answer for it. The closest thing I could come to pinning anything down to an actual number is countless billions.
Today, volunteer docents give lectures and man the telescopes. They also teach a series of night sky classes and use the observatory's equipment to conduct research for professional astronomers. Volunteers range in age from about 8 to 80.
I've been an amateur astronomer all my life, and so I'm in heaven up here.
Triana Elan has been a docent here for about a year.
What I really, really enjoy is bringing the stars down to people and having them engage with what's above them.
Whoa!
If somebody sees Jupiter for the first time, for instance, you just stand there and you just say, go ahead and look through the scope. They'll look through it and they'll see its moons and they'll cry. Or they'll say, that's so awesome!
You see the craters, huh?
Yeah.
Cool. It's a way to put everything, no offense, but everything on the news aside and just come up here and do what people have been doing for millions of years, just looking up.
And Elan says it doesn't seem to matter where you look. Wherever you point the telescope, there's something going on.
So you should go up one more step. Right.
One more step.
Careful, though. There you go.
For the California Report, I'm Sarah Bernard at the Robert Ferguson Observatory in Kenwood.
And that's the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio in San Francisco. Our director is Susie Racho. The technical producer is Seal Muller. We had additional engineering from Danny Bringer and Howard Gelman. The online team includes David Weir, Chad McClymans, Lisa Pickoff-White, and David Marks. Our interns are Kate Hunts and Matthew Levin. The California Report's editorial team includes Victoria Malione, Ingrid Becker, Tyke Hendricks, and Bruce Kuhn. I'm Scott Schaefer. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. This is the California Report.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation and the members of KQED.
Funds for the California Report are provided by Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. The James Irvine Foundation, with nomination information about the 2015 James Irvine Foundation Leadership Awards, available at www.irvine.org. And the Wesley Foundation,
improving the lives of California's children.